Amy Kaufman is a New York Times, USA Today, and internationally best-selling author of young adult and middle-aged fiction, and just recently released the conclusion to her Elementals trilogy, Elementals Battleborn. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well. Amy, it's the end of Book Week, which I'm sad about. As an author, what does it mean to have your medium celebrated in Aussie schools like this every year?
Oh, it's so special. I mean, I was a book nerd from really early on.
Yeah.
So, you know, where I've ended up is no surprise to anyone at all. I mean, I was right into the costumes when I was a kid and all the way through. I mean, I think if I could have gone back and told young Amy that one day kids would be dressing up as the characters from
yeah.
the Elementals trilogy, I just would have lost my mind. I would have melted because it's just the most incredible feeling when you see people, you know, it's they're in costume. They've come to join you in your playground that you made.
That's,
you know,
so awesome.
Yeah, it's so special.
Have you been tagged in a lot of photos this week already?
I have. So the one thing you can always rely on before book week is that you get a lot of emails from parents.
Oh, really? Direct emails?
I have an email address on my website, and I always, you know, usually, you know, there's an autoresponder saying thank you so much, and we read everything you send us, but we can't possibly reply to them all because it's that all write books. But I always say to my assistant before book week, if it's a costume query, here's what we say, because parents haven't read the book, so they, you know,
sure.
if the kids are passionate enough to want to dress as something, they want to help out. So, you know, usually before book week, we're emailing out, you know, yeah, here's the cover so you can see what they're wearing.
That's
and
amazing.
The kids get the kids get a particular map in the book that they end up following. So we email copies of the map so that the kids can, you know, print it off and carry it with them, you know, and we try to help because it's so special.
Yeah.
I mean, what an honour.
That's brilliant that you support people in that way. Do you still fan over great books yourself? What's something great you've read lately?
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, the thing I've read lately that I'm telling everyone to read is not suitable for the readers of the Elementals series.
Yeah.
It's a young adult book, but it's quite scary. It's a book called Ghost Bird by Lisa Fuller.
Okay.
I was just recently one of the judges for the Readings Prize, which tries to sort of shine a light on Australian young adult fiction. And Lisa is a Murray woman from up in Queensland, and she wrote this fantastic book that weaves in, you know, her life growing up and that weaves in, you know, a lot of her family and her people's beliefs, and really takes you, you know, for me, someone who grew up in a city in Victoria, to go into this Queensland country town, you know, it felt as much like travelling to another world in some ways as reading a fantasy book.
Yeah,
because, you know, I mean, even the differences between Victoria and South Australia, you know, when you really nail a place, you show people what those little differences are and, you know, what the changes are in setting and the way we speak and, you know, all kinds of things.
You mentioned writing for young adults there. As an outsider, mm-hmm. people might think that writing for young adults or mid grades might be a tougher age group to write for, particularly with every other competing distraction in their lives during that time. Do you think that's a fair assumption?
Look, I think it's interesting. People, they go one of two ways. They either think, oh my goodness, do they ever pick up books? Or alternately, they say to you, when you tell them what you do, oh, do you think you'll ever write a real book? By which they mean for a grown-up. I know, and I'm like, well, you know what? Come back to me when the grown-ups are the ones, you know, marching in the streets to save the world, and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Because as far as I can see, the young adults are the ones who are going to save us. But, I mean, they are passionate readers, and I think we always think something's going to herald the death of the book, but you know what, like, we invented escalators and we've still got stairs, and we invented, you know, vacuum cleaners and we've still got brooms, and, you know, a book is not the same thing as a video game or a TV show or a movie, and I enjoy video games and TV shows and movies.
Yeah, doesn't
you know, it's not a competition, it's a full and healthy ecosystem in which different types of stories play a part, I think, and you know, no one is passionate about reading like kids and teens.
You're listening to international best-selling author Amy Kaufman. Amy, it seems like you have found the secret formula for attracting this age group. I've heard the books you've written and co-written have literally crashed websites with demand. So the Aurora series with Jay Kristoff and this Elementals trilogy that you've just concluded.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to how easy or difficult it is to world build when you're starting a new book or a new book series? How difficult is that very first step of building a world?
Oh, it's a really, I find it fascinating, and it's definitely a muscle that gets stronger the more you use it.
Yeah.
And I mean, for the long version of this, I actually recently just did a podcast episode about how to do world building.
So good.
My podcast is called Amy Kaufman on Writing, and that's what it's about. But the key for world building is you find one thing that's different about the world that you're looking at, and then you look at all of the different ripples that spread out from that. Because if you just take a few cool and different aspects of a world and sort of bolt them together like differently sized bits of Lego, it doesn't fit. And
Yeah. It
might sort of pass muster at the beginning, but then people realize quite quickly, you know, somewhere inside them it doesn't make sense to them. Whereas if you start from one central point and ripple out, it all begins to come together. I mean, we're living in an example of this right now.
Sure.
You know, you change one thing about our world, which is now there's a virus on the loose that wasn't before, and look at the ripples, the way that we've changed education and travel and going to the supermarket and how we work and the fact that we all know what a Zoom background is now. And, you know, but we've also, even just down to, we've all learned etiquette about how you do Zoom that we didn't know before. You know, we've all learned, you know, about the efficacy of face masks in a way we didn't know before.
Washing hands for 20 seconds.
Right. And everyone now has all of their different tricks that they use to make sure they actually last the full 20 seconds instead of, you know, going, oh, that's near enough. You know, we
yes.
all know the different songs that last 20 seconds and stuff. So this one change causes all these different ripples in behaviors and attitudes and all sorts of things. And that, you know, that's true in our world. It's true if you're creating a science fiction or a fantasy world. But it's also true, you know, if you're doing something like, say, writing Lisa's book that we mentioned before that's set up in Queensland. She's thought about what is different in that community that's different from everywhere else. And, you know, she's made sure that she shows those things through the character's eyes.
It's such a brilliant answer. If you'd like to hear Amy talk about world building more or other writing skills, Amy Kaufman on Writing is the new podcast you mentioned there. Amy, 9 episodes have been released so far. A great resource for students and teachers. What's the response been like so far?
Oh, it's been pretty overwhelming, actually, to be honest. I almost didn't go ahead with it because I thought, oh, it's a pandemic and everyone, you know, every Tom, Dick and Harry is putting out a podcast. Literally, podcasting microphones apparently sold out on Amazon in the US. And I thought, oh, goodness, you know, I had already been planning it, but I thought maybe this isn't the time. And then
yeah.
I thought, you know, it's a passion project and I'm going to go ahead with it anyway. And, I mean, so far it's hit the charts in Australia, New Zealand, the US,
Amazing.
Singapore, Spain, Russia. I don't know how they're listening in you know, all of these countries. And I'm like, oh, I never really thought about you having a podcast chart.
But you don't offer translations?
No. So they must have. They must be getting something out of it in English, but I deliberately did design it so that it could be used by teachers.
Yeah.
So, you know, every episode is short and there are, you know, we don't break any of the rules for school. We don't swear and there are no ads in it and that sort of thing. And it's just taking one little element of writing each time and just talking about it and then giving an exercise at the end. And I also tried to design it because not everyone is a writer, so that you can listen if you're a reader as well and you're just interested in how writers tell stories.
Yeah.
It'll help you sort of see a little bit behind the scenes as to what we do, you know, when we're telling stories.
If you've got a child in your life that says they struggle with creativity, and that's such a common thing, particularly in mm-hmm. primary and middle school, get them on this podcast. It is brilliant. Hey, Amy, there is whispers that some of your work is in development for different mediums. What are fans mm-hmm. likely to see in the future?
Oh, goodness. Well, yeah, so I've got a few different things in development for both film and TV. And
Amazing.
Of course, the thing with Hollywood is everything happens either really quickly or really slowly. So sometimes there's a flurry of activity and sometimes there's a lot of quiet. So the Aurora cycle is currently in development for TV.
Great.
And there's not much I'm allowed to say about it, but
oh, okay.
I did get to have a conversation about it just the other day. That was pretty great. My co-author, Jay Christoph, and I will be consulting producers on that. The Illuminae files are also in development at the moment. That's probably the most frequent question I get because it's Brad Pitt's company that's developing it.
Oh,
have I met
amazing.
Brad Pitt? And to my outrage, I have not yet met Brad Pitt. But,
that's
you know,
how disappointing.
I'm sure it's a matter of time. I'm sure he's just been busy.
Oh, well, that's so exciting. Elementals, has that had any bites as well?
Nothing that I'm allowed to talk about right now.
Okay. Well, that is just ambiguous enough to give
that's
us some hope.
That's not a no.
Well, Battleborn, the third book in the Elemental series, is out now, as is the deep catalogue of Amy Kaufman. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy.
Oh, thanks for having me, and happy Book Week.